Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So this is where we do the vast bulk of our analysis, really, from a technical news sentiment and tech and fundamental perspective. So we kind of want to have a bit of a coherent view of what we're trying to do. So we'll post our trade plan in the end in the chat box now in the next sort of 15 minutes or so. So let's get straight into it. And good morning, everyone. Good morning, Colin. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, David. Hope you're all keeping well. Good morning, everyone else. And today now is Friday, the 7th of June. So these weeks are ticking by pretty quickly. Okay, so we've actually had some quite interesting news out of the US this week, and it's all around these job numbers, and they're all coming in a little bit weaker than the market is anticipated, with the big one due out today, non-farm payroll numbers. We'll get an idea in terms of wage growth. We'll get an idea in terms of unemployment rate for the economy. And is that going to tick slightly higher? One of the reasons why the industry markets are rallying along with the AI narrative is the fact that a weakening jobs market is more likely to bring about a rate cut from the Fed. And the market seems to be feeding on that narrative, because by cutting rates, you're actually loosening financial conditions, which you would think, being at all-time highs, is probably the worst thing if you're already in a bubble. And you know, the last thing you want to do is to waft, you know, the flames and make it a more extreme bubble. But that seems to be the pathway that we're going down. We can only really see higher highs from here. It's very hard to even pick a bit of a sell trade. Now, none of this was really expected, but it is how things have played out. As we know, there's a few disconnects in these markets as well at the minute. Okay, so just as a quick introduction, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? Oops, going the wrong way. Where do we enter and exit? How do we manage risk? Trade management as well. What happens if the market moves in my favor? What can I do to sort of mitigate risk on the trade? And trading psychology, all very important. Now, the psychology currently in these markets is really quite tentative. They're not sort of expansive. So when we talk about all-time highs, we're getting those all-time highs, but once you break those all-time highs, the price action becomes a bit tentative, a little bit cautious, because obviously we've not been at these levels before. And it often needs a catalyst to either rally higher or to actually roll over. And at the minute, it just seems to be grinding higher. Okay, so we adjust these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course be patient as well. Good morning, everyone. Okay, so let's share this news event today with you, and we'll explain to you hopefully how we are looking to trade this event. So just to take a step back very, very quickly, job opening. So how many jobs are being advertised in the US? Well, that's dropped quite considerably. So less jobs being advertised. Private sector job numbers, are they going up or down? Well, we're expecting 173,000 jobs. We've got 152, so that's coming in less than expected. Then unemployment claims. We're expecting 220,000 unemployment claims, and it came in 229. So that's more unemployment claims than we would expect. So we seem to be getting a little bit of a coherent signal that actually the jobs market is beginning to loosen. And one of the reasons why the ECB yesterday, and it's worth just commenting on what we heard from the ECB yesterday, we've got this strange dynamic where the ECB have cut rates while at the same time saying that actually, we expect inflation to start increasing this year and next year, and be back to normal, you know, in 2026. So that would be outrageous in the US. That would cause an absolute probably meltdown. The Eurozone is a slightly different case when you have so many countries to accommodate, and they're all performing very differently for a whole variety of different reasons. Having one standardized interest rate is going to cause its problems around the periphery. So, you know, it was speculated that that rate cut was really to just kind of give German exports a bit of a boost, and the German economy more generally. So it seems like it was a hawkish rate cut, which again is a it's kind of a ridiculous position. And she was challenged on it, and she kind of stuck to her guns, didn't say anything too crazy, really. But their expectations are for inflation to rise as they cut rates, and cutting rates is inflationary in itself. So is inflation rising because the ECB are cutting rates? So when you talk about sort of coherent market conditions, you just hope that these guys at the top, that they do understand and know exactly what they're doing. Because you do experience situations where they clearly don't perhaps understand what they're doing, despite, you know, all the brain power behind their decision making. Anyway, so we did get that 25 basis point rate cut, but we also got inflation numbers increasing. Okay, so today, and as a result, this kind of dynamic caused these markets a little bit of indecision, because if you just look at the euro dollar in itself, we had the rate cut, which we would expect the euro to sell off, but the unemployment claims, we'd expect the dollar to sell off. So if it's the euro dollar, you know, they both have reasons to sell off, so therefore they did really very little. Looking a little bit more bullish than bearish, but really ultimately very little. And we're seeing that across most of the dollar pairs. Okay, so today's news event is really quite important. It's non-farm payroll numbers. We're expecting 182,000 jobs to be added. That's broadly speaking, and certainly pre-COVID, a very strong jobs number. The unemployment rate is expected to stay the same at 3.9, and average hourly earnings seem to be continuing to increase. And this is a vicious circle, because as inflation is too high, employers feel the need to push wages higher to kind of support that the cost of living, and then it starts chasing itself all the way up. So you kind of have to break the link somehow. But what we would prefer is that central banks bring that inflation number down. So a very interesting afternoon. So what are these markets doing in the interim? That is the question. Well, US indices are just kind of grinding higher up at these elevated levels. Not much movement made out of this price action, but we are at all-time highs as we speak now, or we've just bounced off it. So really kind of tight range up at these highs. We've benefited from most of the move. Will the next rally be to the upside? There's probably going to be a catalyst for that, and it could be US jobs. Volume and range has fallen off a cliff, really, and you can see that would likely be the case with this type of price action. So the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, they're grinding higher. Dow Jones is also grinding higher. So we're not in the same position in the S&P and the NASDAQ as we are in the Dow Jones. German DAX, really quite choppy price action, really. We're in a bit of a sideways pattern as well for the Nikkei. So if we look at the S&P 500, we could probably say that's bullish, but we are drifting sideways for 30, 40 hours. So if the job numbers come in stronger than expected, above 180,000 jobs added, we might get a strong rollover trade and a sell trade-off. But We'll have to wait and see on that. Goldman Sachs are projecting 160,000. I think it's Bank of America that are projecting 140,000. And there's a few more whispers that this number, this non-farm payroll number, could be actually weaker, which would only really support equities to the upside and probably make the dollar weaken again. But we'll have to wait and see what this number is. So you can see the euro dollar all week. You wouldn't have any major confidence in any direction just yet. We're up at these elevated levels. We've been pulling back over the last month or so, month and a half, strong pullback, but we're sort of flirting with the 109 level. So will we break out? If so, we're probably rallying up to 110. But long-term consolidation. So really, really almost a poor quality market, really. And a lot of these dollar pairs are kind of in similar boats. So what we're seeing is dollar weakness within a range. And the weakness is now at the upper levels of these ranges. So we're able to get into a Euro Yen trade just before broadcasting. We can look at the dollar yen on the pullback here, which is good. Let's see the yen pairs, see if we've got that. So this is quite a strong pullback. And that was the breakout level. We got into it slightly lower. Okay, so we continue to monitor this. Our bias would be to the downside. See if we get some further rollover. The pound yen is pulling back as well. So we'll fix this up, or we'll have a look at it in a little bit more detail in our live trade room now in just a moment. Now, if this starts to roll back over to the downside, we could look at perhaps adding the pound yen. The pound is looking mildly stronger than the dollar, so maybe the dollar yen might be worth looking at. So we just have to be careful in these markets. We've got dollar weakness across most markets, but you can see the sideways nature of the price action. It's not inspiring to be picking aside. Normally we'd have our support or resistance box. In fact, let me put it in, and we'd be looking at this price action suggesting, right, well, if we break out these levels, we'll be looking to buy. If we break out these levels to the downside, we'll be looking to sell. And at the moment, we're just sort of in that little sideways moving pattern. So that's all we're really doing at the minute, which is making the foreign exchange markets difficult to trade. New Zealand up at the higher levels, but you can see the strong resistance just at these high levels. So how will this market perform? You know, almost these three highs are exactly the same price. Good strong rally for the New Zealand. So we come back to the yen. We'll see if there is an opportunity in the yen. We're also talking about, as this market was rolling over to the downside, if we could pull back into $75, $76, we'd look to pull the trigger, and we're kind of getting there. But let's see today if we get a bit of further upside and we start getting a rollover, this would be a decent sell trade in crude oil. And we've just had to be patient in terms of waiting for the trade. So gold, we do like gold to the upside, but there's your consolidative market. We're just in that little up and down pattern. Yesterday, we did break out above those highs. We could squeeze a little bit higher, but there's a lot of resistance up at these slightly higher levels. So, and then that brings us back to the S&P 500. which is at all-time highs. Okay, so let's do our trade plan then. So yesterday we kind of had strong risk on market conditions from Wednesday's move. And that was after those lower than expected JOLTS job opening numbers and ADP numbers. And we were speculating about yesterday's unemployment claims and would they come in above expectation? The answer is yes. So weakness across all employment indicators so far this week, which is an interesting dynamic. And now we've got today's non-farm payroll numbers. So it's hard to say we've got a strong risk on market, but we have. So in terms of summary, we have a mild risk on market conditions. Okay, so this is the big one now for the day. It's this non-farm payroll number. Will it come in below expectations? If so, you'd have to say we're probably grinding higher for the equity markets and we'd be looking for, you know, weakness in the dollar, if that's the case. So that gold trade was there. We didn't really like what the dollar was doing elsewhere. So gold, oops. So we're looking to get in above the 2364. We're now at the 2375. So there is a bit of upside there. I think we'd like to swap gold really with the yen. We want to see if there's further potential for further downside in the dollar yen, euro yen, pound yen. So let's just put a caveat. Potential yen strength. So it might be an opportunity in like the dollar yen to start selling those highs. We did see a little bit of volatility, but it was really in the quite a tight range, a little bit of upside, a little bit of downside, and really not much clarity there. So yesterday was around the ECB rate cut, which is strangely kind of a hawkish rate cut. But this is the strange dynamic that we're beginning to go into, that we could see rate cuts maybe out of the US. With inflation way above expectations. We'll have to wait and see. So maybe today's non-farm payroll numbers could be the catalyst for significant volatility in these markets, which is beginning to die as the week is unfolding. Okay, so look, we kind of have a bit of an idea in terms of what we're trying to do. We'd certainly look at this yen trade and see if there's an opportunity there. I've just posted this trade plan into the chat box. We're looking at mild risk on market conditions as we await US non-farm payroll numbers. So we're looking for further upside in the industry markets as to whether there's a trade or not remains to be seen. We can look for some dollar weakness if we do get these numbers coming in below expectation. We could probably look for indice strength, dollar weakness, and worth having a look at potential yen strength. We're already in the euro yen. We might look to add maybe one other at least. And just be mindful, we can expect significant volatility around today's non-farm payroll numbers, depending how these numbers roll out. If it comes in at 180, we might not see much movement in any direction. All right, guys. So listen, I posted that there into the chat box. The market narrative is a little bit around the rate pivot, although the ECB yesterday took the sting out of it because it was a rate cut, but with a very hawkish outlook, which is kind of a new dynamic and a bit of a surprise. Okay, any questions, feel free to post them. On that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. We will switch rooms, of course, to our European Live Trading Mentorship Room. So if you want to join us for that, very welcome. We'll be looking carefully at this yen pair, these yen pairs, and see if we can pull the trigger on those. So hopefully you can join us for that. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our live trading discounted and education bundles on our website, and it starts from just $59 per calendar month. So for more information, just go to livetrading.com and we'll see you then. Great stuff. Listen, thanks so much for joining us as always. Absolutely my pleasure. And we'll see you in the European trading room very shortly. We'll have a look at this yen in a little bit more detail. Great stuff. Thanks so much, Sam. Yeah, you too. Fingers crossed. All the best now. Bye-bye.